Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Oliver, and welcome back to a new Discali episode. It is January 31st, the last day of January today, 2025. It is a horrible, gray, rainy weather today. I mean, if you like the rain, you're more than welcome to go outside, but I will be staying inside today. We have a very special episode today here on Discali. Since I've been prepping for this episode for a little bit, I've been teasing it a little bit on the Instagram, and I've also been just telling everyone. But before we get into it, I do want to acknowledge that CITR is live and broadcasting off the unceded ancestral and traditional lands of the Musqueam, the Coast Salish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Once again, good morning, everyone, and welcome back to a new Discali episode. All right, I'll just get straight into it because we have so much to talk about. Today will be a musicless kind of day. We won't really be playing any music. We won't be doing our regular show run through where we talk about one specific album from a mainstream artist and then kind of create the segue into a pretty lesser known Canadian underrepresented artist. Today we will be talking about the Grammy predictions for this year's 2025 Grammy Awards. Happening actually this Sunday, February 2nd. And it's super close. It's super tight. It's a tight race. But yeah, I do want to introduce the guest that I have today for you guys. I brought in my friend Sam, who is probably the other most well-versed person I know in music. And I brought him in today with me to talk about the Grammy predictions. Hi, Sam.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Great. I'm great.
Awesome. Anyway, okay. So basically what we're going to do is we're gonna go into the Grammy predictions. I put out this form on Discali. I posted it, and I got quite a few responses on what people are predicting the Grammys to be. I know some people definitely just like put in which artist they wanted to win instead of the ones that actually will be winning. I do also have popped up the LA Times and who they predict will win and who they think should win. Kind of be giving our opinions on that as well. All right. I don't even know where to start. I'd maybe check in on you. How are you doing? How are you feeling about the Grammys this year?
I'm like stressed. I feel like there's so much, like there's honestly, it could go so many ways. And like all of the ones, like all the different like news outlets, Rolling Stone, all of them, they all have such different opinions. Like they're like, oh, this is who's going to win. This is who should win. And every single one I see is like, they're all different. So that's kind of stressing me out. Cause I'm like, it genuinely could go so many ways. But I guess we'll see.
Honestly, yeah, I agree. I feel like this year, or I guess this past year in 2024, we got so much good music. I remember like I would just keep watching your story and you'd be like, oh my God, all these artists are just feeding us.
Yeah.
And it ends up being really weird because I know some artists didn't get nominated this year. I know there was a bunch of artists like the Marías, which were one of them, who put their album into consideration and they didn't even get considered for anything.
Yeah.
We also had a snub with Dua Lipa, which was one of the
big
snubs. Yeah, I know.
We had like a whole like week of just like freaking out about that album. And that was like, oh, like definitely. I think Eternal Sunshine too.
Yeah.
That's probably one of my like, wow, I cannot believe Eternal Sunshine didn't get nominated for Album of the Year. And also We Can't Be Friends not getting nominated for Best Music Video.
Yes, we will be getting into the snubs because there are quite a few snubs in this year. I do want to kind of go down the actual predictions and kind of how they have them organized with the big five, you know, the usual big categories, starting with category one. But we'll also be comparing to like what you guys had to say. We got 43 responses on the form of you guys' predictions. And we'll also be talking about our personal predictions as well as who we will think will win according to kind of how the Academy will do their decisions at the end of the day. Starting off with Song of the Year. We have nominated A Bar Song Tipsy by Shaboozey, Birds of a Feather by Billie Eilish, Die with a Smile by Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars. We have Fortnite by Taylor Swift featuring Post Malone. We also have Please, Please, Please by Sabrina Carpenter, Texas Hold'em by Beyonce, Not Like Us by Kendrick Lamar, and finally, Good Luck Babe by Chapel Roan. Out of this list, who do you think is one of the ones? Who was your prediction?
Who I think they'll give it to? I think they'll give it to Fortnite.
You think they'll give it to Fortnite?
I think they'll give it to Fortnite for song of the year, just because they like, I feel like the Grammys really recognizes Taylor as like the songwriter of all songwriters. And I'm not sure if they'll give her Album of the Year again. I mean, personally, I hope not. But if they don't give her Album of the Year, like, I feel like they're, like, she's bound to win at least one of them.
Yeah. For those who don't know, Song of the Year basically implies the songwriting and the singers of the actual song. And this excludes producers, sound engineers, as well as anyone else who worked on the record. This purely just goes to the songwriters and the singers. So in this case, it would go to mainly, I'm pretty sure it was Taylor Swift and probably Jack Antonoff, who worked on Fortnite, as well as Post Malone for his verse. For my opinion, Song of the Year, I have a feeling that it's either going to go to Kendrick Lamar for Not Like Us, because the songwriting and the lyrics in that song were very well thought out. I mean, it was originally and still is a diss track towards Drake.
Yeah.
And the fact that he was able to say so much such intricate lyrics and such a catchy, you know, song and production, I have a feeling that they could give it to Kendrick, who I would want to win. I mean, that's kind of a no-brainer for me. It would be Billie Eilish's Birds of a Feather.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, I think that song, on kind of the commercial success of it, it did do very, very well. Did it do as good as Please, Please, Please or Good Luck, Babe? I think it did. Was it as seen internationally as Not Like Us? I would say probably at the same level, which is why I'm, you know, preaching that this song wins.
Yeah.
But the only thing is that it is on the shorter side. I think that this song is a little bit, I think it's barely cut in 3 minutes. It's not too long. The only thing is that they could also go with a, I don't want to say like a normal one, because like usually they do give this to pop songs, but I have a feeling that it could go to Shaboozey. I feel like I was hearing that song everywhere. Yeah. Tipsy song was just everywhere. I kind of ended up not liking it that much just because it was a bit overplayed.
Mm-hmm.
But for you guys did vote, and you guys casted a vote on Birds of a Feather winning, by Billie Eilish. 42.9% of you guys, ended up giving that opinion, which is super interesting. And I guess we'll have to see. I mean, the LA Times, does stress that they would want, actually, not anything that we've actually said, but they would want Good Luck, Babe to win, and they think that Good Luck, Babe will win. Just because of the impact that Chappell Roan did have this year.
I think one of the other articles I saw said that they think that Please, Please, Please should win, which is interesting too.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I don't know. Yeah, Not Like Us is a good one. I mean, like, yeah, like the lyrics, like the songwriting and lyricism on that is like unmatched. Like for a rap song, like that's like phenomenal. But I think Not Like Us will sweep in the rap categories.
Oh, 100%.
Like,
I think so.
It should.
But I
but also, like,
yeah.
Like Doji.
Okay.
We'll get there.
We'll get there. We're going down through the categories. But yes, yeah. I do agree. Going next to Album of the Year, we have some strong contenders this year and two kind of back pocket nominees, I kind of want to call them. We have Andre 3000 with New Blue Sun. We have Beyonce with Cowboy Carter. Serena Carpenter with Short and Sweet. Charlie XCX with Brat. Jacob Collier with Jesse Volume 4. Billie Eilish with Hit Me Hard and Soft. Chappell Roan with The Rise and the Fall of the Midwest Princess. And Taylor Swift with The Tortured Poets Department. Personally, I remember voting in this little category. I would want the Album of the Year to go to either Billie Eilish's Hit Me Hard and Soft. Again, I am very biased to Billie, but I do think that for good reason. It was a phenomenal album. It was very well thought out. It is a whole project at itself. Or I would actually want Brat by Charlie XCX to win, just because of how experimental that album was, just because of how she kind of went into it with like such low expectations. She was like, the people who get it, and the people who don't, I don't care. Like, this is meant for the people who get me.
Yeah.
And the fact that she was able to expand her audience so much because it just ended up being such a great album. That's who I would probably want either to win. If either won, I wouldn't be mad if Billie lost. I also wouldn't be mad if Charlie lost. However, I do think that looking back into history and looking back at specifically Beyonce's history with the Grammys, she has yet to win Album of the Year. She's never won it.
Yeah.
Ever.
And the most Grammy
wins
ever
point.
That's it.
Yeah,
and no album of the year is gonna.
And no album of the year. The only thing that scares me is that Taylor Swift is a Grammy darling. She is loved and cherished so much by the Academy that even last year they gave her. Was it last year or 2 years ago? The Midnights, was that last year?
I think that was two years ago.
I can't remember, but they gave her the album of the year for Midnights.
Well, maybe that was last year.
Was like, it last year?
Because it was she beat SOS by SZA.
You're right. Yeah.
Was that last year?
I think it was last year.
Yeah.
But I hold my opinions on that decision. Do I think it was the best album? No. Do I think it was the most popular album? Probably one of the most popular, because that this was like during the time that she was kind of resurfacing, you know, was just announcing the Eras tour, and it was this whole thing. But I don't know. I kind of feel iffy about this. But who I think they probably will give it to, if they're trying to like look out for, you know, drama and tea surrounding everything, I would probably say they will give it to Beyonce. Or they might do it like that one time. I think it was like 2 years ago when they gave it to like John Batiste. It was like his album. It was so nobody knew it, but they were just like, album of the year. And they're like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah.
That was crazy.
It was so random. But what about you? Who do you think?
My who I think should win is, yeah, I think the same as you. Definitely like Hit Me Harder, Softer, Brat. I think Hit Me Harder, Softer, again, like I'm also biased towards. I do think it's just like phenomenally produced. Phineas is like a genius. Mm-hmm. And just everything about the album, it's such a like good project and concept. Like everything is great. Brat, I think though, had probably the biggest like cultural impact on like out of all the albums. Like if I'm thinking about like how much like people like talked about that album, was like was like kind of incomparable to the other ones. Like it was like, whoa, like that was kind of like a crazy like cultural shift, and it's like still going on. Like people are still talking about it. Like I think it just yesterday or today was like the 1 year anniversary of like the start of the Brat era, when she first like popped up on top of that truck in front of the wall.
Oh really?
That was a year ago today.
Wow.
Yeah, which is so crazy, because it's like I still feel like we're in the Brat era. Like like it's been a year.
I mean, like yeah, just kind of like going off of that, I think the fact that like as much as, you know, Hit Me Hard and Soft was a great body of art, but I feel like Brat, like it created its own aesthetic. Like it put a definition to the word Brat. I mean, Brat back in the day was just like, I would kind of just think of like a Bratz doll. Mm-hmm. But Brat has its own color, has its own aesthetic, has its own lifestyle, has its own culture, has its own like everything. The fact that an album could do exactly that is phenomenal, and honestly something that Charli XCX should be praised on a lot. But I have no idea. From your guys' votes on the form that I put out, you guys did vote. 41.9% of you guys want Hit Me Hard and Soft from Billie Eilish to win, with a close, not really close, but with second place going to Brat with 18.6% of you guys. And right after, we have Short and Sweet by Sabrina Carpenter. I'm kind of glad to see the Tortured Poets Department only getting 5 votes. I don't think it was Taylor's best album. I think it might have just been one of those albums that kind of, for her, kind of became just quantity over quality. It felt a bit repetitive. It didn't really feel that, I guess, that kind of like magicalness that Taylor has, that sometimes she can put in her music, like in 1989 and Folklore, which is personally the 2 best albums that she's ever released. Chapel Roan and the Midwest Princess, I think that has a good chance in winning. Do I think it might win? Probably not.
Yeah. That could be like a full like underdog moment. Like she sweeps.
Underdog, yeah.
Like I could totally see her also like randomly sweeping in all categories. Like they're just like, oh, like she's here.
Yeah.
Song of the year, record of the year, album of the
like
year.
Like a little Billy moment.
Very Billy moment. Yeah, yeah. Because like there's not that many artists that's been nominated for the top 4. Like
true.
I was just seeing that there's only like been like 16 total that have gotten.
Yeah.
All 4 nominations, and obviously Billy swept that 1 year.
Yeah.
But there's like a couple this year, like Chapel, Sabrina. They're all in the big 4 for this
Chapel
year.
Chapel and Sabrina, and then I think that's it. And I think maybe
I'm not even
Charli.
Sure. Charlie's top 4 too, big 4.
Actually, no, she did not get Song of the Year, which we'll get to next. But
yeah,
she does have quite a few nominations.
Yeah.
Moving up or down to Record of the Year. Record of the Year, like I mentioned, Record of the Year does include songwriters, includes singers, includes producers, engineers, and all that. We do have Fortnite by Taylor Swift, Good Luck Babe by Chappell Roan, Not Like Us, Kendrick Lamar, Birds of a Feather, Billie Eilish, 360 by Charlie XCX, Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter, Texas Hold'em by Beyonce, and Now and Then by The Beatles. Mm-hmm. You guys voted and took a 39.5% majority for Birds of a Feather by Billie Eilish, with Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter on a tight follow with 25.6%, and then Not Like Us by Kendrick Lamar. So there seems to be like a pretty close trend with either Billie Eilish or Sabrina Carpenter taking the win. Not that many people actually voted for Beyonce or Taylor, and only one person voted for 360 by Charlie XCX, which I'm guessing is my boy, Antonio. but it's weird because I think with Record of the Year, I have this really weird gut feeling that they're just randomly going to give it to the Beatles.
I could see that.
It's just one of those that are like, they're like, oh my God, the Beatles won, the Beatles won. And then like Paul McCartney just like gets up and says his speech and everything. And everyone's like, what? Like we're obviously not going to go against the legend that is Paul McCartney from the Beatles.
Yeah.
But also I'm just like, is it the Record of the Year? Is it not? I mean, personally, I haven't heard the song.
It's kind of bad of me. I haven't heard the song either.
But yeah, I mean, personally, I would probably give the Record of the Year to...
It's a hard one, I think.
It is a hard one.
It's a really hard one.
I think I would want Billie Eilish to win, but I think looking at it overall, it would probably either go to Kendrick Lamar, or I would actually say Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter.
I was about to say, yeah.
It got to a point where I was hearing that song way too many times, literally everywhere.
Yeah.
And the production's like very summery. It's very poppy. It's very exactly what you'd want in the Short and Sweet album. It like very much defines the Short and Sweet album. So, I mean, yeah, that's kind of a no-brainer for me. But I guess we'll have to see what the Grammys have to say. I have no real idea there. Best New Artist. This is a category where I'm very... No, I don't really know if I have an opinion on this one because it's just kind of hard. But
it is hard.
We have Shaboozey, Teddy Swims, Chappell Roan, Ray, Kruangbin. I'm definitely butchering that name. Doechii, Sabrina Carpenter, and Benson Boone.
I honestly think they could give it to like any one of those. Mm-hmm. Like I could see any one of those like being like, yay. And especially like, I think obviously it's like kind of clear who like should get it.
And
or maybe like
who's
two.
That?
Okay. I think it's between Chappell or Sabrina.
Okay.
It's just that's also just interesting because like Chappell, like in my mind is like best new artist.
Yeah.
Like if like any sense of the word, it's like okay, like I think of Chappell when I think of that term. That's the term. But Sabrina's like arguably a bigger artist, but she's technically like this is like her breakout year, I guess, but like not she's been around for a while.
Yeah.
Chappell's like this is her debut album and like she's just like doing it like the scale of like the like how much she's like gained in the last year is like crazy.
I mean, going off of that, I will say best new artist is defined by when the artist had their breakthrough.
Yeah.
So you could technically argue that Chappell Roan has been around already. I mean, she had that one EP that she released years ago.
So.
Ray has also been around.
Ray has been around,
and so has Doechii. So has Sabrina. The real like big new ones are Shaboozey, Teddy Swims, and Benson Boone, to my knowledge. But you guys took a vote with 45.2% of you guys saying Chappell Roan, with the next second being actually Ray, other than Sabrina Carpenter. I think Ray is a phenomenal artist.
I
think her voice and her career has so much potential.
Yeah,
I'm waiting for her to take off to the point where like I won't even be able to like see her anymore. I'm going to be in the back, and I'm going to be so sad.
Yeah.
But I do think Chappell Roan had a phenomenal year this year. She did Lollapalooza in Chicago, and she absolutely sold it out.
Yeah.
I think she had one of the biggest crowds ever recorded in history. It was so weird to see Chappell Roan, someone who like I think barely cuts 5 million followers on Instagram, to like have such a big audience just waiting for her. Especially also because like she's so public about her like queer identity, and being able to pull all types of people to that crowd is a phenomenal job. Phenomenal job.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I guess before we get into, we do have a little bit of a commercial break coming up soon. I want to talk about Best Pop Solo Performance. This category is a little bit smaller than usual. We have Good Luck Babe by Chapel Roan, Birds of a Feather by Billie Eilish, Apple by Charlie XCX, Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter, and Bodyguard by Beyonce. Which, I guess Bodyguard can be considered pop. It's kind of like pop country. Mm-hmm. Majority says Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter will win over Good Luck Babe and Birds of a Feather. Birds of a Feather actually takes third place there with 14.3% of people saying that it will win. What are your thoughts on that?
I honestly was thinking it could be Good Luck Babe. Because I just think that song was like huge this year. And like just compare, I mean, like it could be Sabrina too. It could really be like any of them. I don't think they'll give it to Charlie. I feel like Charlie will have a better luck in like the, I'm pretty sure she's like nominated for the electronic categories.
Yes,
too.
She is.
But yeah, I feel like Pop Solo will probably go to, Chapel Roan, in my opinion.
To Chapel Roan.
Yeah, for Good Luck Babe.
I mean, yeah, I mean, that song was... I don't know.
It's like, so hard, too.
Like, Espresso... I mean, like, I feel like they could give it to Chapel Roan if Espresso wins Record of the Year.
Yeah.
But there are, I mean, obviously times when an artist can take both categories by storm.
I know.
Which is kind of hard to tell. Exactly.
Or all of them.
Exactly. So.
I feel like no one's going to be happy. Like, it's going to be, it's just going to be so, like, so many people are going to be upset, like, no matter what happens. I just, the only thing I ask for is that Taylor Swift doesn't sweep. That's my only request. Like, please.
Yeah,
I think that would cause the most people to be unhappy. So.
I agree, but I also feel like it will cause a lot of people to be unhappy if she doesn't win.
That too. I think it's just like you can't win.
Like I don't even know. I wish everyone could win. I will say I don't wish Taylor Swift will win. I don't want to be too harsh on that, but
yeah.
I just feel like this year we just had so many other artists
I know.
That had way better songs that they put out this year.
Yeah.
We're going to be taking a quick break with some ads, and then we'll be right back in a couple minutes.
Bops. This is the era of fempop, and Devin Cole is an artist you don't want to miss. Join Devin Cole on her Two Shades Blonder tour and see her in Vancouver at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 16th. To find out more and get your tickets, visit admitone.com. That's admitone.com. I should be sweating, but I'm a fiend for the troublesome boy who's driving me wild.
Young Agrarians is the largest educational resource network for new and young ecological farmers in Canada, with a long-term goal to stop farm loss and ensure future generations can farm. YA offers farmer-to-farmer programming to grow the next generation of food growers by creating access to community, education, on-farm training, land, business mentorship, and other resources. Join our network by checking out youngagrarians.org. That's youngagrarians.org. Together, let's grow the next generation of viable and ecological farmers on Turtle Island.
All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. We did have a little bit of a little mishap there on the settings. I don't know why the computer was not exactly on the right settings of that, which is why you could barely hear the commercials. My bad. I was able to fix it, thankfully. But we are back for more. Continue talking about the Grammys today. All right. Next up, we do have the Best Pop Duo / Group Performance. These are some heavy, heavy nominees. I feel like there's just one obvious answer here, as much as I'd want other people to win. We do have Die With A Smile by Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars. We have The Boy Is Mine, Ariana Grande, Brandy, and Monica. Guests by Charlie XCX and Billie Eilish. Levi Jeans by Beyonce featuring Post Malone. And Us by Gracie Abrams featuring Taylor Swift. Explain the little chuckle.
I think they're going to give it to Us. Like, I just, like, I don't...
No, you're real?
I think they're going to give it... I think they're going to give it to Us. I personally, I love Gracie Abrams. I love that album. But that song specifically, I don't think was, like, the best song. But I think simply because it's a Taylor Swift feature, like, they're going to give it to Us.
They can't. No, I'm sorry. They can't.
I think they might. But I think it should go to Billy and Charlie.
You think it should?
I think it should go to Billy and Charlie, personally.
Okay. I do have to agree with majority vote here. I will have to disagree with the fact that they will give it to Us. I will be very surprised, and you will be getting a very long text from me if Gracie Abrams does end up taking that win.
Yeah.
Because they hyped that song so much, because I think this is like Taylor Swift's like first ever feature or something.
Never featured. Which is why I'm like, okay, they're going to be like, yeah, Taylor Swift.
No. Like, I think you have to give it to like two of the most iconic pop singers from like the early 2000s. I think this has to go, as well as majority vote on the forum, this has to go with Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
Like, this has to go to them. Absolutely Die With A Smile. I feel like I was hearing that everywhere. True. I feel like it was
true. I think I forget how big that song was.
It was massive.
It was huge.
It was huge. Yeah. It was honestly, like, ginormous, and it was...
It is a phenomenal, like, song. I love that.
Great song. Yeah. And the fact that it's also like coming up on Lady Gaga's like new album, Mayhem. It's on it. It's like ready to go. I think it's kind of going to be a way of promoting her new album as well.
That's very true.
I will say Guests featuring Billie Eilish is probably one of the most listened to songs that I had this year. The only thing is that like, the feature of Billie Eilish didn't really change the song. It was like she was added to it. She had her own verse. I get it. True. And it was great.
I guess it's more of like a feature, whereas like, I think especially because the fact that like Billie was added to it later.
Yeah.
And also like Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars is like a full on like duo performance, not just a feature. I feel like that also like makes a big difference.
So it is a big duo.
Maybe I changed my answer.
But yeah, I mean, you know, the next majority were 32.6% of you guys saying Guests by Charlie XCX and Billie Eilish, and only 4.7% saying Ariana Grande. So the Boy Is Mine might not win.
I mean, like, yeah, Brandy and Monica, like, they're great, but I don't know. I don't know.
We'll have to see and stick around and see that.
Yeah.
Best Pop Vocal Album. This is where,
yes,
we got one nomination for my dear girl, Ariana Grande.
Mm-hmm.
We have The Tortured Poets Department by Taylor Swift, The Rise and Fall of the Midwest Princess by Chapel Roan, Eternal Sunshine by Ariana Grande, and Hit Me Hard and Soft by Billie Eilish, with Short and Sweet by Sabrina Carpenter finishing off the category.
I feel like if they don't give Taylor Album of the Year, they'll probably give her Pop Vocal. They just love to give her little album.
But it's like not even like that poppy.
I know.
Like,
I personally like I can't even say anything other than Eternal Sunshine. Like, I'm still upset that it didn't get Album of the Year nom, and I'm like, okay, like, you have to give her Pop Vocal, otherwise. But the Grammys hate her. The Grammys hate her.
They really hate her.
There's a huge chance she doesn't even go.
Yeah.
Cynthia Erivo is performing, though.
Yeah, she is.
She
is performing.
Emotional support queen will be there.
The one that grabs her, she's holding space.
Yeah, hold the finger.
Actually, majority on the votes here did go to Miss Ariana Grande for Eternal Sunshine with 30.2%. I think the general public wants to see Ariana win. She has been snubbed quite a couple times. I will say there's been a couple times that she has lost. Pretty sure in 2019 she lost to Billie Eilish with When We Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? And I think hers was like Thank You Next at the time.
Yeah. Oh yeah, she like didn't win like anything.
She didn't win anything that night.
It's crazy. She's like won two Grammys in her entire career.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
It is insane.
She won one for her first one for Sweetener.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even think it was for like the, was it for the album? Was it for Sweetener album?
It might have been like Pop Vocal Album, but I doubt it was Album of the Year.
It wasn't Album of the Year. I think it was Pop Vocal Album for Sweetener. And then I think she won maybe like something for Thank You Next, like the song. I can't remember. That was a crazy year, though. The year that Billy won for When We All Fall Asleep.
Yes.
That was insane. Yeah. Year. So like, there was so many people that were like, wasn't she up against Norman?
Yes, you're right. You're
which
right
is like that was a big. I was like, love Billy. I think she deserved it, but also like,
NFR.
So good.
By Lana. Actually, yes, you're right. It was Best Pop Vocal Album by Sweetener that she won. And then she won Best Pop Duo Group Performance with Lady Gaga for Rain On Me in 2021.
Okay, so like, so she's won twice. Like Lady Gaga's going to get Pop Duo and she's going to get Pop Vocal.
I mean, maybe. Hopefully. I mean, she's been nominated 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, just 14, so many 15, 16 nominations, two wins yeah. and 3 pending nominations. I have no idea, but I would be happy if Eternal Sunshine won. I'd probably maybe even shed a little tear and I'd be like, finally again,
my queen.
Yeah. Next up, we have best dance pop recording. This one's interesting. Majority actually voted kind of weirdly for this one because I feel like, I'll get into it. We have Got Me Started by Troye Sivan, Yes Love and Ariana Grande, La Mule de Ma Vie over Now Extended Edit by Billie Eilish. Von Dutch by Charlie XCX, Make You Mine by Madison Beer, which is, whoa,
so happy she got
crazy nomination.
So happy she got
And yeah, that's basically all we have going. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 nominees.
Von Dutch. I think it should be Von Dutch. Like, because it's just like, I don't know. I feel like that's the one that's like, it's just like so like Charlie's music. And especially Brat album was like centered around the idea of dance music compared to the other ones. Like she literally said, she's like, this is a dance album. This is a club album. Yeah. Like this is a party album. Like that is what I'm doing. She's like, I don't care if people like it. Like I'm making a album for the clubs.
Yeah.
And she literally started with her lead single Von Dutch. And I was like, okay, like I think it deserves it. So
I agree. I definitely do think that if Von Dutch wins and it should take the win. Absolutely. Yeah. There's no discussion there. Loved Billie Eilish's Amour de ma vie over Now Extended Edit. It was great.
Phenomenal.
It was great. But I never saw anyone talk about it, ever.
I think it was niche, yeah.
Yeah, I was, and I was raving about it. I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. And like seeing it in concert was incredible, but I just wasn't hearing it as much as I was hearing Von Dutch by Charlie XCX. Funny enough, you guys voted majority by 2 votes for Yes And by Ariana Grande. Thoughts?
I mean, I feel like Yes And is more poppy. I mean, like, I guess it's like, yeah, like dance pop, but like,
yeah.
But like, I don't know. I liked that song too. That song did get outplayed for me, I think. Whereas like Von Dutch, I heard a lot too and didn't get outplayed. You know, like sometimes like, like for example, like Kill Bill by SZA. I feel like that song was played so much. I don't think I'll ever get sick of that song. Like I hear it and I'm like, yay,
Kill Bill.
Yeah, but I feel like Yes And was like. A little overplayed, but Von Dutch is like still like every time it comes on, I'm like,
I definitely do agree. The thing with Yes And is like it's very Mariah Carey. It's very like that type of like house kind of pop dance. I get it. It was definitely a great single for her to release.
Yeah,
I didn't think it really fit into Eternal Sunshine as much as it could have.
That's why I was like, when she dropped that single, I was like, okay, like this.
But I
had such a different expectation of what Eternal Sunshine was going to be. And then she dropped it and it was like such a like different, like cohesive project.
Yeah.
I was just like, not. I thought it was just going to be like a mashup of like pop stuff.
Nope.
But it was like so just like deep.
Yeah. I feel like it was more R&B than anything.
Yeah. It was so good.
And yeah, I'm just surprised to see Yes And have this nomination.
It's very like Rain On Me, Tsunami like type.
Yes. I do agree, but I would give it to Charlie XCX. I think Von Dutch is a great single, great track off of the Brat album, and then even her remix with Addison Rae was iconic. Fully iconic.
Didn't Addison get nominated for a Grammy?
Don't know
for the Von Dutch remix.
You are so correct. Sure, yes, they did. They
but
did.
Does that count as a nomination for Addison Rae?
It does, because she was featured on the
Queen.
Track.
Queen. I think she's gonna have a crazy year this year.
I can't wait to see what she wears.
I think her and Doechii are gonna have a huge year this year.
You think?
Yeah. I don't know why. I just those two artists. Like in my head, I'm just like I feel like something. Because Doechii's dropping her album this year.
Right. Yeah.
So that for sure. Addison, I have no idea what she's going to do, but I feel like she's going to do something.
You're going to hate me for this, but I did not love Aquamarine.
I loved Aquamarine. Mm. I loved Aquamarine.
It was just a little weird to me. I don't know.
It's just, yeah.
I don't know.
I love it.
You're going to love this next category because I swear to God, whenever I talk about the song, you just like start singing it immediately. We have the best R&B performance. We have a huge, huge, huge takeover here by one of the nominees. We have Saturn by SZA. We have Made for Me Live on the Bet by Mooney Long. We have Here We Go, Uh-Oh by Coco Jones. Residuals by Chris Brown and Guidance by Jhené Aiko.
I'm so happy Jhené got a freaking nomination. Like, so happy. I saw that and I was like, wait, I'm going to shed a tear. Like, also, like, we literally saw her in concert together.
Yes, we did.
And she opened with Guidance and I was like, I'm going to cry. I'm having a spiritual awakening. Like, I was like floating. That song would be amazing.
I remember when she got the nomination, I think I FaceTimed you or like I talked to you and you're just like, light inside of me, out of me.
Yeah, that. I was like, just so excited.
Yeah. Majority I will say, I think it's also because only not that many people actually know of Jhené Aiko. We did have a good 7%, which is 3 votes. Say that Jhené Aiko would win Best R&B Performance. I actually did vote for that. I hope she does.
Yeah.
But 81.4%, which is 35 votes, did vote for SZA for Saturn.
I can totally see SZA taking it too.
Yeah, I can too.
I love that song, and I think that's a phenomenal song too. I wouldn't be mad if she won, but SZA has her Grammys, and mm-hmm. she's doing it. But like Jhené, like such a good song.
Yeah.
I just like it wasn't that talked about at all. Like, at all.
No one even talked about it being released.
No, like...
I was just like that's a new song. That's not an old one. Like,
but like
it's new.
I was just like, she needs her flowers. Like,
yeah.
I would love to just see her get up on that stage and just, like, be like, peace and love to
peace
all.
Love.
Yeah. Like, I love her.
No, like, I just know that she would, like, pull up her drum and, like, be like, mind up, everyone. Like, let's take a minute.
She's like, okay, let's do a sound bath.
Moving down to Best R&B Song. Actually, Jhené Aiko did not get nominated in this section, but we do have, again, Saturn by SZA, Ruined Me by Mooney Long, Here We Go, Uh-Oh by Coco Jones, Burning by Thames, and After Hours by Kalani.
This is another one that I was like, I literally like went through the R&B categories and I was like, oh my God, Jhené Aiko's nominated. And then I was like, oh my God, Kehlani's nominated. Like, I love Kehlani. Like, I saw her in concert too, and I love her as like a human, as a person, as like a soul, like just phenomenal. The Crash album for me was like great.
Yeah.
After Hours, honestly, like could have been nominated in like dance category. Like it was like
It was super pop,
so poppy, so dancey. I loved it. But for R&B song, I'm actually not too sure on this one. Like, I mean, like Saturn, they could give it to her if they don't give R&B performance.
Mm.
But also, like, Ruin Me by Mooney Long is actually a phenomenal song. I was listening to that recently. It's a phenomenal song. Her vocals in that are, like, insane.
Burning by Thames.
But Burning by Thames. Yeah, I think Burning by Thames is my pick. I actually listened to that song for the first time, like, kind of recently, like, maybe, like, last month. And I had it on repeat for, like, maybe, like, 2 weeks. But I also don't know if they'd give it to her.
Here's the thing. I would love to see like Thames or Kehlani or even Mooney Long, even Coco Jones. I did like a little lock-in session where I just put like her latest album on shuffle, and it was great. It was really, really good. Yeah, Coco Jones. Mooney Long, I do think Ruin Me was great. It might be kind of like popular vote here. SZA, I mean, she took with you guys 71.4% of you guys said she would win. A good amount of people, 23.8%, said After Hours by Kehlani, or Kehlani, and then 4.8% said Burning by Thames.
I love that song.
I guess
I love all these songs.
I guess we'll just have to see what happens.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if SZA takes it. But
I wouldn't be surprised, but also I would love to have a smaller artist.
Smaller artist, 100%. I agree.
In both categories.
Yeah.
But I feel like SZA will probably get one of them at least.
Yeah.
At least one of them. But would love to see smaller artists take it. So.
Moving down, we have Best Rap Performance. Starting to get into the rap categories. We will be taking a little bit of a break for our next little ad break in a bit after this category. But we do have Not Like Us by Kendrick Lamar. Yeah, Glow by Glorilla. Like That by Future Metro Boomin. Houdini by Eminem. Nissan Altima by Doechii. When the Sun Shines Again, Common and Pete Rock featuring Paus Nuos. I don't know. And Enough, Miami by Cardi B.
I actually have never heard of that song in my life. Sorry.
Me neither. Sorry. Invasion of Privacy, great album. This one? I have no idea. Not Like Us took the majority here with 44.2% of you guys saying that that would win. And then close second, 30.2% with Nissan Altima by Doechii. Mm-hmm. It's a great song. Mm-hmm. Great song. I mean, I've always said that I feel like Doechii is for the people who would love if Kendrick Lamar and Missy Elliott had a baby. I was like, that is Doechii.
Yeah, and also especially considering like she's the same label as Kendrick. Like, I feel like a lot of the production like and like the way that...
I was like, just her flow is crazy. Does she breathe?
I genuinely think she is one of the best artists of this generation and like best upcoming artists of the generation. Like, I'm so excited to see what she does. And I'm so happy that she's getting the recognition she deserves because like her, when she did the America Has a Problem freestyle, that was like insane. I was like, that should be like a full on, like real, like remix. If you haven't heard that yet, like go listen to it. Cause it's insane. But I love Nissan Altima. Like her flow in that is like actually insane. Like I haven't heard a female rap song like that in so long. But also like Not Like Us by Kendrick Lamar. I don't. It's kind of hard. It's hard when you're up against that.
I will say this is best rap performance. Best rap song does exist.
Yeah.
And I mean even like Song of the Year. I mean Kendrick's up there.
Yeah.
I feel like it'd be cool to give it to Doechii. I think. She's coming for Nicki's neck.
She is. I was like, she's princess.
I was like, I've never seen someone have the potential to, like, you know, be able to rap to a point where I'm just like, whoa. I'm just like,
genuinely
gag. Like, I mean, everyone's saying that, like, rap, like, you know, Doja Cat was getting there with, like, Nicki. But I just think that Doja is very much, like, she's going more into hip-hop rap kind of thing.
Like hip-hop-y. This is, like, Doji's a rap.
Doji's rap. She like she's rapper. Like let me
even
rap.
Like Cardi and stuff, like people were like Cardi versus Nicki. It's like no, I never saw Cardi as like a full-on like the way that like Nicki spits bars. Yeah. Like not, but like holy, like some like Doechii's like growl and stuff that she does, like I'm like, okay, that's Roman, like she's possessed.
Exactly. That's Roman.
He's in there, I swear.
No, I agree. But yeah, hopefully we see Doechii take this category, but I wouldn't be mad if Kendrick took it because Not Like Us is a great album.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break, for some ads. This time they should work. Hopefully, if not, that'll be a little bit embarrassing, but we'll be right back.
We are UBC Electronica and we love electronic music sessions. Run for them life when I step into the jungle. We offer DJ workshops, open decks, pop-up parties, and more. Follow our socials such as Instagram, Discord, or join us through email, ubcelectronica@gmail.com.
Welcome to Lethal Refresh.
I'm Danny.
I'm B.
I'm Stuff.
I'm Jay.
Let's get lethal. Let's get refreshed. When it's darkest, we always attract the brightest people.
Baby, you a light. Shift my whole world to the right. Please listen to Lethal Refresh on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Nardor the Human Serviette and Doo-Doo-Loo-Doo.
Doo-Doo! Thank you!
Lethal Refresh, every Monday, 12 to 1 p.m. New music every week.
Take some, you take that water, I can eat some. Ducking in a little tight.
All right, welcome back. Thanks for taking just a little bit of break. Love hearing Nardwuar and those little show promos. I feel like it's just like so much fun to hear a little familiar voice pop out every now and then. Anyway, we are back. We're moving down now from just talking about best rap performance to best rap song. I mean, this one, again, we have two new nominations here, but we still have Yeah Glow by Glorilla, Not Like Us by Kendrick Lamar, Like That by Future Metro Boomin, featuring Kendrick Lamar. So either way, he might win. Carnival by Ye and Ty Dolla $ign featuring Reach the Kid and Playboi Carti, and Asteroids by Rhapsody featuring Hit-Boy. I don't love Carnival. I know it was huge. Yeah. I mean, there was like that whole like, you know, like the Carnival kids or like the Carnival boys.
Like, yeah.
It's like I cringe every time I think of it. It just like takes me back to like, oh, like grade 11, grade 12, yeah. Like just, oh. Anyway.
Was Metro Boomin's in this category?
Yes.
Like That, right?
Yeah, by with Future.
I think that.
You think that I can take it?
Yeah, Like That was a phenomenal song. That's literally what started the rap beef.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. It's Not Like Us wouldn't exist if like that didn't come out. So it's like daddy, like you have to give it to them. like it's like father of Not Like Us.
Yeah, I mean, Drake's nowhere to be seen in these Grammys this year.
Oh, he wouldn't be. I'm sorry. I'm a Drake fan, and I think he got ate up. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he did. He got laid.
I love Drake.
He got laid. He got cooked. But yeah, I mean, majority here, again, Not Like Us by Kendrick Lamar, fully taken. And then we have a close second with, which one is it? Yeah, Yeah Glow by Glorilla. I didn't love that song.
Yeah, Glow.
And then we have a tie with Metro Boomin and Carnival. And then one vote for Asteroids by Rhapsody. Never heard it. We'll see.
I haven't heard either.
Best rap album. We have We Don't Trust You featuring... Not featuring. Future and Metro Boomin. The Death of Slim Shady by Eminem. Mm. Alligator Bites Never Heal by Doechii. The Auditorium Volume 1 by Common and Pete Rock. And Might Delete Later by J. Cole. J. Cole is like the OG. I will say he's like one of the OGs.
I love J. Cole.
That's the thing.
He's a phenomenal lyricist. Like, his lyrics in rap are like on a different level than a lot of these, like a lot of the other rappers. His like lyrics have always been like so deep. But realistically, like, I feel like no one really talked about that album. but honestly, like, I want Alligator Bites Never Heal to win.
Yeah.
Love Doechii. The fact that that's not even her debut album, it's like a mixtape.
Yeah.
And she literally...
Which is surprising. Why is it on Best Rap Album?
Because, I mean, I guess it could still be nominated as
it,
like...
It could still be an enough, album,
right?
Yeah.
But...
It's long.
It's I guess it still is like an LP, but it's like, it's a mixtape because it's like a just random curation of songs. Yeah. Like, she didn't like curate it to be an album. But it's great. Like, she... The Swamp Session songs, which is like... Nissan Altima and like Bullfrog, like some of these like really, really insanely phenomenal rap songs were written in an hour. Like that was her thing. She was like, I don't care about my label. I don't care about anything. I'm going to sit down, set a timer for an hour, write this song, record it, and put it on this freaking mixtape. And that's what she did. And these are like some of the like best rap songs I've heard in like a really long time. Yeah. But that being said, Metro Boomin and also Kendrick Lamar are both nominated in the same. No, Kendrick. Metro Boomin and... Who else was it?
J. Cole,
yeah.
And Eminem. But Eminem's, I feel like The Death and Slim Shady didn't really have an impact as much as I think he would have wished for.
Yeah, I think Metro Boomin's album was like pretty huge.
Yeah, it was. Future and Metro Boomin. I mean, they had their whole tour.
Alligator
Bites did take the majority here with 46.3% of you guys saying that it would win. And then 31.7% gave it to Future and Metro Boomin.
Yeah.
So I can see that. I can definitely see that.
It's definitely like it... It maybe should go, not should, but like, I feel like it's more likely to go to Future Metro Boomin, but I would love for it to go to Doechii and like them to give it to more of like a smaller artist too.
Moving up to the next category, Best Country Song. I did put these because there's quite a few nominees here. We have Texas Hold'em by Beyonce, I Had Some Help by Post Malone featuring Morgan Wallen. I Am Not Okay by Jelly Roll, A Bar Song Tipsy by Shaboozy, and The Architect by Miss Kacey Musgraves. Literally, my queen is repping women in this category.
Beyonce.
Oh, true. Oh, I'm Beyonce. Literally, I'm lying. Speaking of, majority goes here, 41.5% to Beyonce with 17 votes. Yes. And then A Bar Song with 16 votes right behind by Shaboozy. And then we had I Had Some Help by Post Malone featuring Morgan Wallen, and then The Architect. But Jelly Roll did not get any votes for this one here. Mm-hmm. I feel like he's still kind of small.
Yeah.
Not too big.
Well, also compared to the other songs on there, like,
I feel like Texas Hold'em was good. I feel like Yaya was probably better.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, Texas Hold'em, Cowboy Carter, phenomenal country album.
Yeah.
But Texas Hold'em as like a country song specifically, I don't necessarily know if it's like better.
Yeah, I wouldn't be mad if they gave it to Shaboozy. As much as I wasn't a huge fan of that song or would listen to it intentionally, I would probably give it to it. It had a great run.
I honestly think I Had Some Help. Like,
really?
Take it, yeah. That was like a huge song. I actually liked that song. That was one of the first country songs where I was like, wait, I like kind of like vibe into it. I'm like, it's
love
like
Post.
I love Post Malone. I think that's why like Post Malone got me a lot more into country this year because like I like all kinds of music and I'm not opposed to any kind of music. I just like don't personally like put on country like intentionally, but when Post Malone dropped his album, and obviously Beyonce, that's a different story, but when Post Malone dropped his country album, I actually listened to it and I actually didn't really enjoy it, but mostly only enjoyed it when he was singing, but when other people were singing I didn't really enjoy it as much.
Yeah, I'm saying it for a third time, I just don't love Morgan Wallen. Don't love him.
Yeah,
love Post though, so it is his song featuring him, so it is what
but,
it
like,
is. But
like, I feel like A Bar Song is one of the biggest songs of all time.
I would say,
I actually don't get that.
It's still on the charts.
It's still on the charts.
Still on the charts.
And it got dethroned. I think it got dethroned by like someone.
Die with a Smile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Like I keep forgetting that song's that big too.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
Moving down to Best Country Album, we have Whirlwind by Lainey Wilson, Higher by Chris Stapleton, Deeper Well by Kacey Musgraves, F1 Trillion by Post Malone, and Cowboy Carter by Beyonce. I think to not create more drama surrounding Beyonce in the country genre,
yeah,
they should give it to her.
They should definitely give it to her. But if they're not going to give it to her, then I see them giving it to Post Malone.
Post Malone.
Because
I agree.
Because both of them aren't country artists. And I just like, I don't know, I feel like, well, I guess Post Malone's a country artist now. But
I feel like
they would probably give it to her. But like, if they don't give Beyonce Album of the Year, like, they're going to be like, oh, it's fine. Like, we can like appease everybody by giving her country album of the year. Because then she like technically still won Album of the Year, but like in the category.
She has the most nominations for one album ever.
For Cowboy Carter.
Mm-hmm.
Because really?
She spans so many genres, and she also spanned into
really?
Yaya got nominated for something. Spaghetti got nominated for
Spaghetti
one of the best rap.
Yeah.
Not in the rap songs or the rap performance. I think it was like one of like rap adaptations or something.
I actually really like that because I feel like that was like the point of her album.
100%.
Is to like be like, okay, like what is a genre? Like
100%.
Like,
I agree.
She's like, I'm going to do whatever I want. It's a country album, but like my country songs can be rap and my country songs can be R&B
and pop and everything.
And everything.
Yeah.
It's everything.
Everything. 54.8% of you guys did say Cowboy Carter for Beyonce, so I do agree with that. We are down to our last two categories to talk about and also the last 4 minutes of Discali. I do want to mention that next up we have Dave Radio Presents The Eclectic Lunch, a new episode with Dave at noon, exactly at 12, so definitely stick around and check out a new episode with him. We'll kind of speed run these last two sections and kind of wrap it up and see you guys next week for another one. Best Latin Pop Album.
Oh my God, this
is a no-brainer for me.
Yeah.
I would give it to Kali Uchis for Orquídeas.
Yeah.
We also have Shakira, Las Mujeres Ya No Lloran, García by Kenny García, El Viaje by Luis Fonsi, and Funk Generation by Anita. Funk Generation is a great, great Brazilian funk album.
Yeah.
It's great. It's really good. Shakira's album wasn't the biggest fan, but there are 12.8% of you guys that did vote for that album. But a skyrocketing 76.9% of you guys said Orquídeas by Kelly Uchis.
Yeah.
And I 100%
voted for
agree.
It
It's a great album.
It's like the only one that I've actually like listened to, I would say. But,
it was great.
It was great.
It spanned everything. You had merengue. You had cumbia. You had, oh God, I'm like blanking. You had bachata. You had R&B. You had pop. You had everything.
You got me into that. You got me into that album. And like, I like, obviously love Kali Uchis, yeah. but like this was like a full Latin album, right? Mm-hmm. So I wasn't like immediately drawn to it. But then I remember you were like, no, you have to listen
to
it.
Yeah, you have to.
And then I did. And then I was like, oh, like it's just so.
Good.
So it's just so like it's not just like Latin, like there's yeah. so much there's so much to it, yeah, yeah. And I just it's great.
And finally, best music video, Fortnite by Taylor Swift featuring Post Malone, Not Like Us by Kendrick Lamar, Houdini by Eminem, 360 by Charlie XCX, and Taylor Swift by ASAP Rocky. Who is missing?
Ariana Grande
for We Can't Be
we
Friends.
We Can't Be Friends.
Wait for Your Love.
I'm mad about that.
I
think that should have been nominated, and I think that should have won.
Yeah, I agree.
That was a movie. That was like a movie.
That was a movie.
It was a movie. It was a production. Yeah. Like it was the acting.
Her acting. Acting. Thank
yeah,
you.
Everything. Yeah. It was great. Yeah. I just. Also, another thing with this category, it'd be really funny because like Taylor Swift is nominated, and the song Taylor Swift is nominated. So imagine they're like. Oh, the oh, Grammy goes to Taylor Swift by ASAP Rocky. That would be so bad.
Like, I just see her like getting up she's and like, she's like, oh, never mind.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, that would be really funny.
Yeah. I mean, if there's someone that it would go to, I mean, a good amount of you guys did give it to Taylor Swift. I actually took a look to this music video because I actually hadn't. And I wanted to see what I was getting into, but didn't love it. It's okay. I would actually give it to 360 by Charlie XCX. I think it's also just funny.
Yeah.
But I guess I'll have to see Taylor Swift and Houdini.
What was the second nomination in the list?
Not Like Us by Kendrick Lamar.
Not Like Us. Not Like Us was a great music video.
It's a great music video. I feel like it was just like a typical like rap,
but it was yeah
kind of
yeah.
music video. It's
like, it was more like yeah, just like, showing like LA culture and stuff. But actually, there was a lot of like metaphors and stuff in there, yeah. like with like the Bible and him doing like a specific number of push-ups that like related to like the age of like the people.
Oh God.
all that. But I also agree with 360. I just think like that was a cultural moment, like having all like the models and like the actresses
they're just all set the tone.
I know, yeah, that was like the first music video from the, no after Von Dutch, but it was the first music video like right before like the Brat rollout.
Yep.
So
yeah,
I think it set the tone, like these are the Brats, that's it.
Yeah. Anyways, thank you guys so much for joining us today. I will say that I have gone a little bit over time, so I do have to leave you guys quite promptly. Sam, thank you so much for coming on and talking about it with me. I'll see you guys for a new episode next week. Definitely tune in February 2nd for the Grammy Awards. I will be stuck to my television, not moving. But yeah, once again, thank you so much, Sam. I'll see you guys next week, and thank you for listening to Discolli.